listening to Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast created by kids, but for listeners of all ages. Join, subscribe, and share. Here's your hosts, Ben and Jackson.
This is Ben.
And Jackson.
From Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast. Welcome to the program.
This is our mock draft.
Yeah, so we each made a mock draft, and we will be going over that.
Pick by pick for the first round.
Yeah. So, enjoy. So for the first pick, on the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, University of Southern California.
We both have Caleb Williams from USC being taken by the Bears.
Yeah.
The Bears are almost 100% drafting a quarterback. And it's like a 99% chance to be Caleb Williams.
Yep.
They got rid of Justin Fields, and they're getting a bunch of wide receivers and stuff and running backs to help their next quarterback. And Caleb Williams is the best out of this class. And I'm pretty sure he won the Heisman, not this season, but last season.
Season when Georgia won the national championship for the second time. And so, on to the second pick. For the second pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select quarterback Jaden Daniels, LSU.
That's not what I think. I think Drake May is going to be taken at number two.
I feel like Jaden Daniels is the better prospect. He won the Heisman.
But Drake May might have higher upside. But you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And for number four, I have the Patriots selecting Jaden Daniels.
And I have the Patriots selecting Drake May.
Mm-hmm. And
the Patriots will just take whatever quarterback is left over out of the really good three.
Yeah. And I think the Cardinals will draft Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State.
So do I.
Because he's the best wide receiver from the class.
And the Cardinals.
The Cardinals really need a wide receiver.
Yeah. He's been touted as a Larry Fitzgerald-like prospect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that he'll slip all the way to four.
Mm-hmm. You want an NFL comparison to Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Huh?
Marvin Harrison Sr.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then for our next pick, we also both have the Chargers taking Malik Nabers out of LSU.
He's also a very good wide receiver.
Yeah. And the Chargers also really need a wide receiver, so.
Yep. After getting rid of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
Yeah. And for our next pick, I have the Giants taking J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback out of Michigan.
I think the Giants have to stick with Daniel Jones because they gave him, like, such a big contract and there's still some of it left.
Yeah.
So why waste the money?
Yeah. Well, I feel like, but they do need improving quarterback play, and he could J.J. McCarthy could always sit for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I feel like J.J. McCarthy, like, people don't know that much about him, kind of. And I feel like the Giants are going to draft another offensive tackle from Notre Dame, Joe Alt. not another, but an offensive tackle, because they need to improve their O-line. Because
Yeah.
there was one game where Daniel Jones got sacked 13 times against the Seahawks, and that just should not be happening.
That should not be allowed. But, you know, the Giants' offensive line could get better on its own with all those young pieces. And JJ McCarthy could be a franchise-altering quarterback. So, but on to our next pick. I have the Titans taking Joe Alt, the offensive tackle out of Notre Dame.
And I have them taking Olu Fashanu, the offensive tackle from Penn State.
Yeah, the Titans really need an offensive tackle. And like, if Joe Alt is still available, they'd obviously take him. But if he's not, it'd be like between Olu Fashanu and the other guy,
And the other guy.
Taluis
What about Olu Fashanu?
Yeah, between him and Fuaga. So. And then I have the Falcons taking Dallas Turner, the edge rusher out of Alabama.
I have them taking the edge rusher, but he's from Florida State, and his name is Jaren Verse. He
His
was a
name.
key part in Florida State being the 5 seed.
Jared Verse. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
And then for the 10th, not the 10th,
Ninth pick.
the 9th pick, I have the Bears taking a wide receiver, Rome Odunze from Washington.
I
This is
also have them
just.
taking wide receiver Rome Odunze.
And I think this is just like if they really want to like have a superstar offense and try to be unstoppable, they should draft him, and he'd be a great deep threat for Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Because Keenan Allen and DJ Moore are more like medium route runners.
Yeah. If you add Rome Odunze to a wide receiver room with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, that would make a really easy scenario for Caleb Williams. That's a no-brainer if he's still available.
And I have the Vikings taking Michael Penix, the quarterback from Washington.
We forgot the Jets.
Oh, I mean I had the Jets taking Troy Fatanu, the offensive lineman from Washington.
And I have the Jets taking Brock Bowers, the tight end out of Georgia. Do you have Brock Bowers in your entire mock?
Yeah, I do.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, okay. Do you have Talluis Fuaga in your entire mock?
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy. Anyway. Well, after that pick, I feel like a star-studded tight end would make the recovery process easier for Aaron Rodgers and make the passing attack a lot better for the Jets.
That'll certainly make it a lot easier.
And Brock Bowers could also be a blocking force to help protect Aaron Rodgers from another catastrophic injury.
That would be really bad if you got injured again.
Yeah.
And then I have the Vikings taking Michael Penix. They lost Kirk Cousins, so I think they're gonna replace him with Michael Penix. He's gonna be a great quarterback for Justin Jefferson because he can throw really well downfield, and he'll also be great with TJ Hawkinson as like a little check down sometimes.
And I have the Vikings taking Jared Verse, the edge rusher out of Florida State.
Okay.
So I feel like Jared Verse could really replace Danielle Hunter and make like a lasting impact on the franchise.
Definitely. And for the Broncos, I have them taking JJ McCarthy as their current starter is Jarrett Stidham, I believe.
I hope your pick comes true way more than my pick. I would be so happy if the Broncos land JJ McCarthy. But I have the Broncos taking Terry Arnold. The Broncos have a gaping gap other on the other side of Pat Surtain. And so getting a lockdown corner like Terry and Arnold, who played in college with Pat Surtain. So played at, I don't know if they were in college together, but they were at least at the same college, so they had the same scheme. So the chemistry there, combined with Terry and Arnold being a shutdown opposite of Patrick Surtain, this could be a crazy secondary come next year.
Definitely. And for the 13th pick, I have the Raiders taking Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia.
And I
I
have.
feel like he'd be a great, it would be great to draft him to fill up like the tight end hole and help Gardner Minshew.
Don't they have Michael Meyer, their second round pick from last year?
But he hasn't done so well so far, and you can never have too many tight ends. Just ask the Bills.
I guess.
And then I have the same. Oh, wait, you haven't gone yet.
Yeah, I feel like Talluis Fraga could protect Gardner Minshew or whatever quarterback the Raiders end up rolling with come next season. So, and he's also versatile. I believe he can play tackle or guard if necessary.
And I have the Saints picking J.C. Latham at 14th, the offensive tackle from Alabama. I feel like he'd be great to help protect Derek Carr and maybe help him have more time and make better decisions.
I have the Saints taking Olu Fashanu or Fashanu, the tackle out of Penn State. The Saints need a tackle considering Ryan Ramczyk is only getting older and Trevor Penning seems like a bust. So getting a Olu Fashanu who excelled at Penn State just seems like a no-brainer. Or J.C. Latham for your part.
And I have the Colts at 15 taking the cornerback from Iowa, Cooper DeJean or DeJean, however you pronounce it. He'll be a if they had maybe better corners last year, they probably could have made the playoffs.
Yeah. So, and I have the Colts taking Quinyon Mitchell, another corner. The Colts need a corner, and now it's just your pick whether you want DeJean or Mitchell or someone else.
And I have the Seahawks taking Talis Fuaga, the offensive tackle from Oregon State. Their O-line also isn't so good, and I think they lost Geno.
I have the Seahawks taking Troy Fatani, the offensive tackle out of Washington.
Oh, they have Sam Howell. And they need to protect him because he throws a lot of interceptions under pressure.
The Seahawks? They have Geno Smith.
They have Jake Howell. I mean, Sam Howell.
Well, yeah, but he'll be on the bench.
Maybe.
Whatever.
Either way, they could always use another offensive lineman.
Yeah, because they'll either be protecting an aging quarterback in Geno Smith or a quarterback that makes a lot of mistakes. So in Sam Howell. Protection for either one would be great.
Definitely.
And I have the Jaguars taking Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver out of LSU.
And I have the Jaguars taking Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback from Toledo. The Jags didn't have a very good defense, and that's a key part of them missing the playoffs, even though they probably should have. And they definitely need to fill their cornerback hole. They don't have very many.
No.
Or they have a solid amount, but maybe a bigger star.
Yeah. And I feel like they just could use another receiver to couple with Christian Kirk and Gabe
that
Davis.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Because neither of those are exactly wide receiver ones, and Brian Thomas can become that for a franchise.
Definitely.
And next, I have the Bengals selecting Byron Murphy II out, the defensive tackle out of Texas.
I also have the Bengals taking a D lineman, but I have it being Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from Alabama.
Yeah, I feel like either Dallas Turner or Byron Murphy can help fill the impact that DJ Reader is leaving.
Definitely.
Now that he went to the Lions. So, DJ Reader weighs 327 pounds. Wow.
That's a lot of muscle.
Yeah.
And I have the Rams taking a D lineman to fill the void of Aaron Donald's retirement, even though no one will probably be a Ram and be as good as him. I think they can still try to make up for it by drafting Jerjon Newton, the D lineman from Illinois.
Yeah. And I have the Rams taking Laiatu, the edge out of UCLA. Both players who can be a force getting after the quarterback.
Yep.
And help fortify the D line. For a Rams team, they could use a lot of that, considering Aaron Donald just retired and all they really have is the rookie, second-year player, Kobe Turner.
I think the Steelers are going to take a wide receiver because their only other one, really, who started for them last year is George Pickens, and they could definitely help Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. So I have them taking Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU.
Well, I have them taking the Steelers. I have them taking J.C. Latham to help protect whoever their quarterback is, because you can never have too many offensive linemen. And J.C. Latham is a steal at the 20th pick.
Definitely. I have the Dolphins filling up their offensive line by drafting Amarius Mims from Georgia.
I also have them building up their offensive line, but instead of Graham Barton, the guard slash center out of Duke.
They could definitely use some more help on their O-line.
Graham Barton
after losing Robert Hunt.
Yeah, Graham Barton is like the chess piece. He can either be a guard or center, and he can play well at either. So.
And next, I have the Vikings at number 20. I mean, the Eagles at number 22, taking a cornerback because their defense. 2 years ago, they had the top defense in the league. And this year, their defense was the main reason why they didn't go very far in the playoffs and why they didn't do very well at the end of the season. So yeah. I have them taking Nate Wiggins from Clemson. And he's a cornerback.
I also have them taking a quarterback. But mine is Cooper DeJean out of Iowa.
You mean cornerback?
Yeah, that's what I meant. What did I say?
Quarter.
Oh, quarterback. Wow. Yeah, any quarterback will help the Eagles a ton, DeJean or Wiggins.
I have the Vikings taking the defensive lineman Byron Murphy from Texans. Because they could probably need a little bit more there.
But and I have the Vikings taking Jackson Powers Johnson, the interior offensive lineman out of Oregon.
I like his first name.
Of course.
And then speaking of Jackson Powers Johnson, I have the Cowboys drafting him.
And I have the Cowboys drafting Amarius Mims, the tackle out of Georgia.
And then I have the Packers drafting a cornerback from Alabama. His name is Kool-Aid McKinstry. Almost as cool as a first name is Jackson.
I have the Packers taking a Tyler guy in the tackle out of Oklahoma. David Bakhtiari, I'm not even sure if he's still a Packer anymore. I'm going to check that. If he is, he gets injured a lot. And if he's not, I don't think he is. Oh, wait, no, he still is. Oh, wait, no, he got released. Some help on the,
oh.
So.
I have the Buccaneers taking the edge rusher from UCLA, Liotu Latu, because they definitely need some help on their D-line. And maybe if they had a better D-line, they could have beaten the Lions in the playoffs.
Yeah, so. Speaking of with the Buccaneers, well, I feel like they did get cooked up by Amon-Ra St. Brown, though, so Nate Wiggins could help handle that.
That makes sense. I have the Cardinals taking Terry and Arnold because if they draft Marvin Harrison on offense, they could probably use a little bit of defense and improve their defense with the number one corner, Terry and Arnold.
And I have the Cardinals taking Chop Robinson, the edge out of Penn State. With the first name Chop, you know he means business.
Definitely. And then I have the Bills filling up probably their biggest hole, wide receiver, because they lost Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. So I have them taking Troy Franklin from Oregon, and he's a great player, and he's the main one of the main reasons why Oregon did so well.
Yeah, I also have the Bills addressing their biggest need in receiver, but I have them doing it through Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver out of Texas.
And I have the Lions. I have them taking a wide receiver to kind of to pair up, or not pair up, triple up with, I guess, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. I have the Lions taking Jalen Polk, a wide receiver from Washington. If they draft him, it'll almost be kind of like the Bears, where they have a great running back in Jahmyr Gibbs and three wide receivers who can all do lots.
Yeah, but I have the Giants addressing, or Lions, my bad, addressing a need on defense with Ennis Rakestraw Jr., the cornerback out of Missouri. You can never have too many good cornerbacks, and this is a need for the Lions.
Yep. The Ravens have a great defense, but I think they could improve it by drafting Chop Robinson, the edge rusher from Penn State, and pair him up with Justin Madubuike to have one of the best D-lines in the NFL.
That makes sense. but I have the Ravens drafting Zach Frazier, the interior offensive lineman out of West Virginia. After trading guard Morgan Moses to the Jets, they do have a holder that Zach Frazier can fill.
Yep.
And for the 49ers,
I have them drafting Graham Barden, the tackle from Duke, because they could always need more help on their O-line.
Mm-hmm. And I have the 49ers taking the tackle, your defensive tackle, Jerjon Newton, the out of Illinois.
Yep.
He can help replace the void left by Eric Armstead and take some of the workload on whoever their current D-tackles are.
Yep.
Who are they?
Huh?
Who are the 49ers D-tackles?
D-tackles? Well, they lost Eric Armstead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big.
They have Kinlaw, right?
Yeah, Kinlaw. But they lost Eric Armstead, so
yeah,
he could be good to fill it in.
And for the Chiefs, they do have a big need at receiver, considering they're only a really competent receiver is Rashee Rice.
Mm-hmm. I have them drafting Ricky Pearsall from Florida.
Yeah, that's a good move. I have them coupling with Ladd McConkey. Either way, they'd add another good wide receiver to go with Rashee Rice.
Definitely.
But personally, what I would hope the Chiefs do, I hope they draft like the biggest bust possible, so the Broncos do better. Well, I guess that's all, folks. Oh, draft coming out soon. Stay tuned. Goodbye.
Bye.